I planted them on April 14th. I remember the exact date because it was the first genuinely warm week of the year, 62 degrees at noon. Sunshine, the kind of afternoon that makes you feel like winter finally took the hint. I had 24 tomato seedlings that I'd started from seed in February, 8 weeks under the grow lights, 8 weeks of misting and thinning and watching. They were beautiful, compact, sturdy, 4 inches tall, dark green leaves. I was so proud of those seedlings, I could have cried. By April 19th, they looked like they were dying. Not wilted. That would have been easier to diagnose. They just stopped. That particular stillness that a plant gets when it's decided the fight isn't worth having. No new growth. No unfolding. The leaves turned a color that isn't quite yellow and isn't quite green. A pale, tired in-between shade that experienced gardeners recognize immediately and beginners spend 3 days frantically Googling. I Googled it too. Tomato seedlings turning yellow after transplant. Tomato plants not growing after transplant. I tried everything the forum suggested. I watered more. I watered less. I added liquid fertilizer. I covered them with row cover at night. None of it mattered. The problem wasn't what was happening above the soil. It was what was happening 4 inches below it. The soil temperature was 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomatoes need soil, not air, not the thermometer on your porch, not the weather app, soil to be at 60 degrees or warmer before they can establish roots and begin growing. This is not a suggestion. It is biology. Below 60, the tomato root system essentially goes dormant. The plant can survive, technically, but it is not living. It is waiting. And while it waits, it becomes vulnerable to every fungal pathogen and bacterial problem that thrives in cool, moist soil. I didn't know this. I knew that the last frost date for my zone was I had never thought to buy one. This is the mistake that kills more April tomato gardens than frost, than pests, than blight, than any of the things beginners spend time worrying about. Not ignorance of the last frost date. Not ignorance of the hardening off process, though that matters too, and we're going to get to it. The core mistake is confusing the temperature of the air with the temperature of the earth. They are not the same thing in April. They will not be the same thing until late May in most growing zones, and sometimes not until June further north. The air warms quickly. Soil is slow. Soil is a thermal mass. It holds the cold of winter for weeks after the calendar and the weather have given you permission to believe spring has arrived. I lost 24 plants that year. Not all of them died immediately. A few soldiered on for another 2 weeks before giving up. One or two actually recovered when the soil finally warmed in early May, though they were so far behind by then that they barely produced before the summer heat shut down fruit set. I counted the loss at roughly $300 in seeds, supplies, potting mix, and my own time. For a backyard gardener, that is not a minor number. For someone trying to actually feed their family or get ahead on food costs, it is a significant setback. So here is what I do now and what I'm going to walk you through so you don't repeat my exact mistake. The first thing I do before any tomato seedling goes in the ground, before I even start thinking about transplanting, before I check the calendar, before I look at the extended forecast, is push a soil thermometer into the ground in the bed where the tomatoes are going. Not the air thermometer. Not my phone. A soil thermometer, pressed down 4 inches into the soil, held there for 2 minutes. 60 degrees is the minimum. I personally wait for 62 to 65 before I commit transplants to that bed. That extra 2 or 3 degrees gives you a margin. It means that even if the soil cools back to 58 overnight after a clear, cold night, you haven't dipped into the danger zone. Soil thermometers cost $8 to $12 at any garden center or hardware store. I now own 3. I leave them in different beds so I can check without thinking about it. The second thing I do is harden off properly, and I want to be specific about what that means because the phrase gets thrown around in gardening circles as if everyone already knows, which they don't. Hardening off is the process of gradually introducing a seedling that has been raised indoors, under controlled conditions, to the realities of outdoor life. Wind, fluctuating temperatures, direct sun rather than grow light. You do not take a seedling from inside your house and put it in the garden. Those are two completely different worlds, and a plant that has never experienced either of them is not equipped to survive the shock. The way I harden off now, I start 2 weeks before I want to transplant. Day one, I take the seedlings outside and set them in a sheltered spot, no direct sun, protected from wind for 1 hour. Day two, 2 hours. I increase by about an hour each day, slowly moving them into more direct sun exposure as the days go on. By day 10 or 11, they're spending most of the day outside. By day 14, they're staying outside overnight in a sheltered spot if the overnight temperature is above 50. Then, and only if the soil thermometer says 60 degrees, do they go in the ground. The soil thermometer is the piece that changes everything. I can tell you the exact day I started using one, the spring after I lost those 24 plants. I pushed it into the soil in the raised bed where the tomatoes were going on April 15th, which is technically my zone's last frost date and the date my neighbor had already put his plants in and was looking at me like I was being overly cautious. The thermometer read 53 degrees. I left my seedlings in their containers on the porch for another 2.5 weeks. My neighbor's tomatoes stalled and looked sick for most of May. Mine, when they finally went in on May 1st into 62-degree soil, were in the ground for 4 days before they put out new growth. That's what a healthy transplant into warm soil looks like. 4 days and you can see it happening. There's something else worth knowing about April tomatoes, and it's the reason I've stopped trying to win the earliest harvest competition that seems to happen every year among backyard gardeners. The cool soil problem does not just stall growth, it permanently affects the quality of the root system the plant develops. A tomato that is forced to establish in 50-degree soil develops a shallow, weak root architecture. Even after the soil warms and the plant starts growing again, it never quite builds the deep root structure that a plant put in properly warm soil develops from the start. That root structure is what sustains the plant through July and August when the soil surface gets hot and dry. The plant that went in early and struggled has a foundation that can't support a heavy production summer. You pay for April impatience with August yields. What you want, what I now aim for every single year, is to be the second or third person on the block to plant tomatoes, not the first. The first is usually the person who planted too early and is Googling yellow leaves by the end of the month. I want my plants to go into warm soil with a healthy root system after a proper hardening protocol, and I want them to hit the ground running and never look back. That is not a dramatic spring planting moment. It does not make a great photograph, but it produces tomatoes. Get yourself a soil thermometer, wait for 60 degrees, harden off for 2 weeks before you transplant. And the next time you see someone's April tomato seedlings with that particular tired, pale, not quite yellow stillness, you'll know exactly what happened and why yours are sitting on your porch in their containers, patient, waiting for the earth to be ready. What temperature is the soil in your raised beds right now? And has this changed when you're going to plant?